Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series. We feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is certified professional life coach Amy Schoen, who specializes in helping marriage-minded people create lifelong relationships. She'll be sharing with us her secrets to saving time and heartache when you are dating for marriage. So welcome, Amy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you, and I know that you have trademarked Motivated to Marry. How did you come up with that phrase, and then how does it relate to what you need to do when you are out there dating for marriage?
Well, I was single myself, and I was in my late 30s, and I was at a singles event, and I was talking to this really cute guy, and he was telling me that he was going off to play in a band in Europe for 6 months, and what popped up in my head is, like, you're not motivated. And I was, you know, I was looking to get married and have a family. And so basically that's when it really started. That's the beginning. And after I did meet my husband at 41 and married at 42, I also noticed that there was a trend of my friends and now my clients that when they know themselves really well and they've done the work and they recognize a good person that would be a good match sooner than later, and both people are on track and they are both motivated to marry, and it happens pretty quickly. So it's really dating with a very goal-oriented, targeted purpose.
And so when you are motivated to marry, of course, I'm sure you reveal some secrets to your clients. What are some of those secrets, and how do they relate to why it's so hard to find marriage-minded people for dating today?
Well, I don't think it's hard to find them. I think it's just knowing how to look for them. But the first thing you have to do with your own self is you have to find the time to put the time and energy into this. So people don't want to be dating someone who doesn't have any time for them. They want a relationship. And we tend to today, a lot of my clients are busy people, professionals or business owners, and they want to kind of like schedule somebody in to like 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon. But that's not how relationships are. And so really you have to kind of make, as a life coach, it's like, how do you make the space for a relationship to come into your life? So that's really one of the first things. Another thing is really getting them to shift into who they're really looking for. And I kind of say that most people have their dating radar kind of off. And to really kind of help them hone in on that right person and get that clearer picture of who that person would be and what's the essence of this person. So I do a real deep values clarification session with my one-on-one clients. And what I find is a couple of them values, and they tend to be relationship values, bubble up to the surface. And if we don't pay attention to them and we don't utilize them to find that person, then you're really going to be kind of running around in circles and always kind of being hitting against that place where you're just not connecting. So that's another one.
Well, we don't want to give away all your secrets,
oh,
right?
Yes.
We want people to check them out. So those are a couple. Now, of course, it's probably a trial and error process, even though, you know, if you're trying to hone in on the right person, you will ultimately, I'm sure, at some point, you know, meet the wrong guy or wrong gal. So how do you deal with that up and down process during your journey to find a marriage-minded person and then also keep your confidence up?
Well, really, it's about keeping yourself steeped into who you are and what you have to offer to the relationship. And my clients actually find dating pretty easy because when it's not a good fit, then they know a way to say, you know what, I like, you're a nice person, and I just don't think it's going to work for me. So it really is about kind of keeping that place of knowing who you are and what you have to offer to a relationship. And a lot of times I do this exercise called the Thrive exercise, which they kind of focus on their talents and who they are and how they give to the world and their values and energy and interests. And so that really kind of gives them, again, another way of keeping focused. And it's like a feedback loop also, because, you know, as we go through the process, you're refining your process. And if you're being really intentional about it, you can say, you know what, this just doesn't work for me. And then next time you're going to weed out because of that. So it does take a little trial and error, but it is a process that actually eventually works for most of my clients.
And I was just going to ask you, what does work for your clients? What would be your best piece of advice for people that are marriage-minded looking for others that are as well?
Don't give up on your goal and stick to your guns. And also, if it's something's not working for you, you know, definitely seek some help as a coach or somebody who can assist you with the process. And most of my clients, online dating has been really fabulous. 75% of my successful clients have met their partners online. And that's after I've worked with them on their process and refined things. Most people say it doesn't work. But it's really just kind of like anything, you know, if you got to lose the weight or you want to find a new job, it's really kind of finding a process that works for you and sticking with it and just keep at it.
All right, Amy. Well, I'd like to tell our listeners, I'd like to tell our listeners that they can learn all about Coach Amy Schoen and her Motivated to Marry coaching programs on her website, which is motivatedtomarry.com. That's T-O spelled out, motivatedtomarry.com. And you can also get Coach Amy's 7-day free e-course, The 7 Steps to Finding True Love, and her Motivated to Marry practical dating tips and helpful strategies there as well. Amy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.